Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, one of the big questions now is, what will Harry do? On Friday, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle paid a short tribute to Prince Philip following news of the Duke of Edinburgh's death. In a post on their Archwell website, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex paid tribute to his grandfather with the two-line message, "Thank you for your services. You will be greatly missed." Harry, of course, will come home. Per the Daily Mail, Prince Harry's return to the UK for his grandfather's funeral will be a pivotal moment for a divided royal family still nursing deep wounds over his and Meghan's bombshell Oprah Winfrey interview. Harry will be attending the event at St. George's Chapel, Windsor, most likely next week, and although there has been no word on whether heavily pregnant Meghan would join him, it is believed unlikely in the circumstances. Harry is likely to make the journey to London by private jet from his home near Los Angeles, and it is understood he may be permitted to use a diplomatic exemption to waive the normal COVID quarantine rules applying to flights from the USA. It has been reported that Harry was already largely self-isolating at the mansion near Santa Barbara from when his grandfather entered hospital. It is thought that he will be tested for COVID-19 before departure from the US and upon arrival in the UK, instead of being subject to the normal 10-day quarantine, though travellers are allowed to leave quarantine if they test negative after 5 days. It is not known where he will stay during his stay in the UK, nor for how long he will remain after the funeral. The Mail speculates that the reunion of the Duke of Sussex with his brother William and father Prince Charles will be awkward enough following his and Meghan's shocking accusations of racism in the TV show aired only last month. Despite the obvious rift, the Queen will expect her grandsons to put on a united front, along with the rest of the royals, as a mark of respect for the late Duke of Edinburgh. Whether the unity will prove more than a public facade remains to be seen, but some royal sources hope that the brothers' first meeting in more than a year could lead to some kind of reconciliation. If Meghan were to join Harry for the funeral, a royal rapprochement is considered less likely to happen, particularly after she told Oprah that Kate has made her cry during the run-up to her wedding. A source close to the family told DailyMail.com, "Harry will absolutely do his utmost to get back to the UK and be with his family. He will want nothing more than to be there for his family and particularly his grandmother during this awful time. Meghan is obviously pregnant, so she will need to take advice from her doctors about whether it is safe for her to travel, but I think Harry will definitely go." It is not clear if Harry had planned to return in June when Prince Philip would have turned 100 and when a trooping of the colour was planned. Now events have forced William and Harry to meet sooner than expected, and other members of the royal family will be hoping that a healing of the brothers' rift will be a silver lining in the cloud of Prince Philip's passing. Palace Intrigue will be right back. President Joe Biden and several former presidents made statements about the passing of Philip. President Biden released a statement saying, "Over the course of his 99-year life, he saw our world change dramatically and repeatedly, from his service during World War II to his 73 years alongside the Queen and his entire life in the public eye. Prince Philip gladly dedicated himself to the people of the UK, the Commonwealth, and to his family. His legacy will live on, not only through his family, but in all the charitable endeavours he shaped." Biden was more casual when speaking in the Oval Office, saying, "Philip was one heck of a guy, and he will be missed." "I think he's going to be missed, particularly in the United Kingdom. 99 years old and never slowed down at all, which I admire the devil out of," he said. Former President Trump's statement read, "The world mourns the passing of Prince Philip, a man who embodied the noble soul and proud spirit of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth. Melania and I send our deepest and most profound condolences to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and to the entire royal family. We send our most heartfelt sympathies to the British people. This is an irreplaceable loss for Great Britain and for all who hold dear our civilization." Prince Philip defined British dignity and grace. He personified the quiet reserve, stern fortitude, and unbending integrity of the United Kingdom. He honoured Philip's military service and service to the Queen, concluding, "As we grieve his loss, we celebrate his memory and rededicate ourselves to the values to which he devoted his extraordinary life. He will be greatly missed." Former President Barack Obama tweeted, "Through his extraordinary example, His Royal Highness Prince Philip proved that the true partnership has room for both ambition and selflessness, all in service of something greater." Former President Bush's statement reads, "Laura and I are saddened to learn of the passing of Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh." Throughout his long and remarkable life, he devoted himself to worthy causes and to others. He continued in tribute to Queen Elizabeth II's husband. He represented the United Kingdom with dignity and brought boundless strength and support to the sovereign. Our thoughts are with Her Majesty the Queen, the royal family, and the British people. Former President Clinton said via statement, "Hillary and I mourn the passing of His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh, and we join people from all around the world in giving thanks for his remarkable life of service. We enjoyed every opportunity we had to visit him through the years and will always be deeply grateful for the kindness he showed us." And a statement from Carter's Presidential Library states, "We are sorry to hear that Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, has passed away." And we'll leave you today with this thought. Lord Charteris, the Queen's former private secretary, once said of Philip, "Prince Philip is the only man in the world who treats the Queen simply as another human being. He's the only man who can." A royal source told the Mirror, "The Queen and the rest of the family are united in mourning the loss of the Duke of Edinburgh, who will be so fondly remembered by everyone. The Queen is the boss of the firm, but Philip was the head of the family, the one person she looked to for counsel throughout their long relationship, in good times as well as bad. His passing also leaves a huge hole, not just for Her Majesty, but in the lives of the staff who worked for him and the family, especially those who cared for him in his later years and those in his bubble with the Queen at Windsor Castle during the pandemic. Despite being ill recently, he always had a tremendous zest for life and a wonderful sense of humour. The Duke was a giant of a figure, and for the family and for the country and the Commonwealth." My thanks to John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis, and this is Palace Intrigue.